Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program, September 4th, 2012. This article is coming to us by Jamie Dean, and it is worldmag.com, worldmag.com. And you can find it by Googling Party Crasher in Charlotte, Party Crasher in Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina, on the eve of the Democratic National Convention at DNC, at the Democratic National Convention at Charlotte Time Warner Cable Arena, visiting pastor Fernando Cabrera preached a fiery Sunday morning sermon at the conservative First Baptist Church in the heart of downtown. The Liberty University graduate and New York City minister decried President Barack Obama's support for gay marriage and the Democratic Party's plan to add same-sex marriage to its platform. Cabrera spoke on the erosion of the traditional marriage and warned that darkness has come upon our land. He congratulated the Southern Baptist congregation on its success in helping to pass a North Carolina constitutional amendment prohibiting gay marriage in the state. Cabrera also talked about what he'll be doing this week in Charlotte, serving as a Democratic delegate to the DNC. The New York City councilman and pastor of New Life Church in the Bronx said that being a social conservative in a party that supports legalized abortion and gay marriage is not easy. His goal at the DNC this week is to make as much noise as possible, quote, New York style. Cabrera has made noise in the past. When New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg supported the city's efforts to bar churches from renting space from public schools for worship services, Cabrera led the fight to overturn the decision. Police officers arrested him and others during a peaceful prayer protest. On Sunday, he urged the Charlotte congregation to vote their values. Now, that's an interesting idea right there. Vote your values. That would seem to imply that your loyalty to the political party or to a particular ethnicity takes back seat to voting values. And that's what I would assume he is suggesting. He says, when you put someone into office, you are making a covenant with that elected official. And that is an interesting word to use with regard to an elected official. A covenant, that would seem to imply, in my opinion, that would seem to imply that there's an expectation that they do what they say they're going to do. In the lobby after the service, Cabrera answered an obvious question. If you disagree so strongly with Democrats on the fundamental issues, why stay in the party? Cabrera said that he is socially conservative, but fiscally progressive. Socially conservative, but fiscally progressive, and believes that Democrats serve the poor well. He also sees himself as a reformer. I feel like I'm there to lend a voice to the other members of the party who are concerned about the direction it's going. On gay marriage, Cabrera said he believes most voters, including Democrats, don't support the idea. 31 states have banned gay marriage. North Carolina passed a marriage amendment in May with a vote of 61%. Still, Obama endorsed gay marriage the day after the North Carolina's amendment passed, and the party moved forward to add support for that idea to the platform. That leads to another obvious question. If voters or delegates are making a covenant with their elected officials, what are the implications of making covenant with Obama when it comes to social issues? Well, at this, he responds, now this is Cabrera responding, well, this is a point of frustration and a point of contention that many people who are in my position are feeling right now, said Cabrera. And to be honest with you, it's a struggle that I'm trying to resolve. He seems there, by that comment, to be segueing the possibility that he will not, in fact, even vote for the president. I, as a pastor, as a Bible-believing pastor, find it inconceivable that any Bible-believing pastor could vote for President Obama. just inconceivable. And if you disagree with me, send me your thoughts. Pastor@BreanBaptistChurch.org. Brian is about B-E-R-E-A-N, B-E-R-E-A-N, BaptistChurch.org. I'd like to find out from you why we should be voting for this president. I'd also love to get this New York City councilman on the phone who's a graduate of the same school that I'm a graduate of, Liberty Baptist Theological Seminary. I'm not sure if he's a seminary grad. It just says Liberty University. And I'd like to ask him, what does he mean by fiscally progressive? I'd also like to ask him, at what point must fiscal progressiveness be balanced with, and listen please, $16 trillion of debt? How much more progressive would you like to be? Would you like to be 40 trillion, 20 trillion? I mean, where does it stop? Where does this progressiveness into debt stop? Oh, I know that they don't mean to use progressive in that sense. Oh, I fully understand that that's not the means whereby we're using this new word, progressive. Progressive sounds so positive. I want to be progressive. You want to be progressive. We want society to progress forward. In fact, Bill Nye told us last week how us creationists, we were holding back the progression of science development, and that it would be a good thing to get voters more scientifically educated. Well, sure. Am I in favor of more educated voters? Absolutely, yes. In fact, I'm so in favor of educating voters that I'm doing it right now. I'm communicating via a podcast how ridiculous it is for a Christian to be, quote, fiscally progressive in a day and age where there's $16 trillion in debt. Just imagine if this young pastor ran his congregation the way the federal government is running it. I wonder if they have some astronomical debt in their church, or do they pay their bills on a weekly and monthly basis? Imagine what you would think of our church if you found out that we were giving away millions of dollars to missionaries all over the world, and food pantries and clothing shelters and clothing giveaway places and shelters for homeless and all those type of socially progressive ideas. And then you found out that all the money that was being issued out through these various programs was not being contributed by the church members. Every week we were going to the bank and asking for another loan, and we were doing that based on the property that we owned. We were mortgaging the property, a second mortgage, a third mortgage, a fourth mortgage, a fifth mortgage. What would you think of that? Would you think, wow, that's fiscally progressive? Or would you think that's insane? Cabrera needs to understand that the same way that he has embraced socially conservative ideas, he needs to embrace socially fiscal conservative ideas. He needs to take the two and merge them together. It is though he has forgotten his own Bible. I would love for him to go back and preach message number 2 at First Baptist Church. If they don't work, they don't eat. That, in fact, doesn't sound very fiscally conservative now, does it? Well, I hope he makes a lot of noise. I wish him all the best. He seems to be a brother in Christ. I don't understand why he's not concerned about the debt. But then again, he'll be at the convention all weekend. Have you noticed? There's not a single debt clock anywhere in the convention. Not a single debt clock. Maybe they're going to put them up this week because of the pressure that the news media is creating by asking the question. But as of right now, if you go to the convention headquarters in Charlotte, if you go anywhere, the main rooms, There's no debt clocks. In fact, you know what? They don't want you to think about that. Instead, this is what you'll find. The article closes with, Cabrera will face an uphill battle. DNC schedules show a bevy of official and unofficial events promoting a gay agenda, and convention goers were already walking the streets of Charlotte on Sunday afternoon with t-shirts declaring LGBT. This one says LGTB. Maybe that's just a typo. I don't know. For Obama. So is that what the party's all about? Mr. Cabrera, Pastor Cabrera, City Councilman, if that's your party, change it or register independent. Change the party or register independent. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Until the next episode, tune in often. We're always uploading new webcasts.